Hello, Arnold Stang here for News Talk 670 KBOY. And we've traveled across the country to South Carolina to talk with a Gamecocks head coach, Lou Holtz, about their September 1st matchup against the Boise State Broncos. And that'll be under new head coach, Dan Hawkins. Now, Coach Holtz, what do you think about this matchup?
Well, it's going to be a good matchup. You got two strong ball clubs, Boise State coming off their Humanitarian Bowl victory. And, you know, my boys, I got a lot of new ones.
Coach, how about the Boise State defense?
Well, they're a strong defense. You know, I don't know how my guys are going to do in the scoring department. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, Coach, do you have any final thoughts?
Well, yeah. You know, you're going to score big, unlike maybe my offense, if you listen to the game on News Talk 670 KBOI.
The smash hit of the season. You don't want to miss this one. Paul, Chris, and Deb are in Fugo, says USA Today.
That's in Fuego.
That's what?
In Fuego.
What does that mean?
That's Spanish for hot.
Oh, man, I took French.
Why'd you study French?
I thought I was moving to Toronto or somewhere.
Oh.
Okay. Paul, Chris, and Deb are in Fuego, says USA... She's hot?
That's what I understand.
Oh.
Paul and Chris ain't bad either.
News Talk 670 KBOI hits all the right notes, says the Idaho Statesman. That's what it says.
Really?
At least I can pronounce it.
Thank you.
News Talk 670 KBOI. More news, talk, plus weather and traffic. How's that?
Beautiful.
Hello, this is Suzanne Plachette. And recently I got married to Tom Poston, and in between him and my cigarette habit, when I'm in Boise, I listen to News Talk 670 KBOY, 50,000 watts of power, 24/7 on the news, and the talk show hosts are kind of cute, too.
And now, playing right field, Rush Limbaugh, noon to 3 p.m., weekdays, News Talk 670 KBOY.
But the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
G. Gordon Liddy, weeknights, 9 to midnight on News Talk 670, KBOI. Depend on it. Hello, Bill Botswaddle here, reporting for News Talk 1070 WAPI. And I'm standing with Montana State's defensive lineman, Biff Wellington. Biff, how do you look against UAB on Thursday night?
Football, the tackle, good.
Great, Biff, but what about your defense against the UAB offense?
Football, coach, good.
Thanks, Biff. Thank you very much. You can hear all the action as UAB kicks Montana State's ass this Thursday night at 7, right here on the...
Today's lesson, children, is do you have ticks?
Gee, Teach, I just had lunch. Ticks.
Ooh. No, you waterboard reject. When I say ticks, I mean Tennessee Titan tickets.
Whoa.
And if you don't, you can hear all the action on WGOW, AM, and FM. Talk Radio 102.3 and News Radio 1150.
Whoa. Hello, Bill Botswaddle reporting for News Talk 1070 WAPI. And I'm with Derek Petros, the kicker for the Cougars who host UAB Saturday. Derek, how do you like playing American football, being Greek and all?
I love to play American football. Uh-huh. Playing is what I do best. And the American girls drive me crazy. I mean, with the implants and the short skirts and everything.
Well, let's, Derek, let's try this. How do you see the game with UAB for Saturday?
Usually from the sidelines.
Well, thanks, Derek.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Arnold Stang here for WNOX, here with animal expert Nigel. I say, Nigel, what brings you to Knoxville?
Right, I'm here to discover the best weather forecasting on the planet.
Well, Nigel, why Knoxville?
Well, Matilda, because WNOX AM has the best local weather coverage around, 24/7 with the guys from Channel 10. You know, the meteorologists, Mark Johnson and Bill Harris, doing the mornings, and Todd Howell in the afternoons, with the Doppler radar, tracking storms right down your street.
You know, that Todd Howell looks a little like Opie of Mayberry.
Right. What's an Opie?